You sure you're not just turning into Bill Gates now that you've had the vaccine?
Wouldn't that be great?
As long as I get his money.
You don't get his money. You're just poor, decrepit Bill.
Hey, do you have a dollar? Could I bum a dollar off of you? How about a smoke? I'll give you 50 cents for a cigarette. I could really use it.
Okay, so I do almost have a shelf up here behind me, but we don't know how to put drywall screws in, so we have to hire somebody to come do it. We tried it before, and it like fell out of the wall.
I thought you could just hang all your G.I. Joes from that. You know, like that's your suicide pole for your action figures.
Well, even if I had G.I. Joes, they wouldn't be allowed to hang up in the office.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Well, on that shelf life.
Because she has taste.
Now, I just like it that you're having a son. That way you guys can band together.
Well, I won't be letting him play with G.I. Joes because G.I. Joes are militant. You know, maybe when the new army, you know, we're going to have a new army in a couple of, you know, maybe a decade or so. And, you know, it'll be the best kind of army because, you know, it won't. Anyway, I don't want to talk about
it. Get off 8chan or whatever the hell it is where you're reading.
Not on 8chan. That's where crazy people go. 8chan.
Tim's only half. He's only half 8chan.
2.2chan.
People on 8chan call 4chan half chan. And people on 4chan call 8chan Cripple Chan because of the person who created it.
Oh, but, that little guy.
Yeah. But well, his name is Wheels. It's a horrible name. It's not very politically correct. But yeah. So hi, everybody. So yeah, the shelf we're going to eventually have in here and it'll look cool and everything. But maybe by that time, we'll be able to get together again and record the show. That's the ultimate goal, eventually be together again. God knows if that'll happen, but we wouldn't be doing two a week if we had to get together again. So,
well, we're taking all the restrictions down at my office next week. COVID door screener gone.
Really?
Social distancing gone. Tape is coming up. The only thing that they're going to leave in place is that they ask for people to still wear masks, but that's it.
What's the deal with the masks?
I think that's just because we're medical.
Yeah.
So they're just kind of keeping the semblance that we are doing something, but you know they're going full on with this with the Kemp rollback.
We're going to Georgia Governor Brian Kemp here. Going to take masks off of everybody except for the Major League Baseball players because fuck them. You know I don't have a problem with still wearing the mask if I have to go into a store or a restaurant or something, especially where people want you to, and the sign out there says it. I'm not going to be one of those. I don't have to wear a mask, you know, because it makes
Aside from the mask, what are you not going to do anymore when life goes back to normal? Like, a lot of people are saying no more blowing out birthday candles and shit like that.
That's stupid. I'm going to blow out birthday candles. That's fucking stupid.
I'm not eating any of that cake.
I'm glad. I hope handshakes never come back. I've always hated them. I've never wanted to do them.
I quit not
handshaking. What do you do? The little bow?
No, you know, I'll just do like this bump.
If somebody extends their hand to me, I'll shake their hand. But usually nowadays, people just do the fist bump of
the elbow bump.
Yeah.
I'm not doing the elbow bump. That's stupid.
Howie Mandel.
I think I'm going to try to bring back open mouth kissing.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Just walk up and, hey, how you doing?
No, but the simplest thing you can do for other people to make them feel safe is just wear a mask into the stupid store. If you have to run into CVS, wear your stupid mask. I don't wear it in the drive-thru anymore. I mean, that was kind of ridiculous.
That was really overkill, Tim.
But I did. But then you see the people when I'm driving to work now, because I never, I mean, for all, a year, I didn't drive to work. Now I'm driving to work every day. I see a guy walking his dog by himself and he's got two masks on. And I'm like, dude, you're outside.
Don't you just want to throw a bottle at him? I want to chuck him right upside the head with a brick.
He doesn't know what people he's going to run into on his walk.
It's 6:30.
Garbage bullshit. You're outside in the air. That same air is coming into your house. What the hell are you doing wearing two masks outside? This is so stupid.
Well, I'm willing to give some people the benefit of the doubt, especially this time of the year in Georgia.
Yeah.
Mask outside is not a bad idea. Yeah. The pollen's just horrible.
Yeah. I agree. But I don't know. And then you see people driving with their windows up. Now that I chalk up to, okay, I have to run errands and I don't want to, you know, you know, deal with putting it on and taking it off, putting it on, taking it off. But even then, pull it down to your chin. I don't know.
It hangs on a loop on your ear. I mean, is it really that big of a deal?
For some people, it's become an accessory now.
I agree.
It is. That's why I never bought into the, I'm going to buy a cool mask that has a slogan on it or a band or.
Even though we sell them with our logo.
Yeah. Well, hey, you got to strike while the iron is.
Tim bought that one that has the picture of the giant penis, but it's on the inside.
Well, I have the ball gag one where you put it in and that way you don't drool all over it. I'm not judging people. Do what you want to do. I mean, I guess I am judging, but seriously, do what you want to do. But at the, you know what I mean? Like, it's weird because in the states that have been opened and slowly opening up, the rate's going down. In states that have been on lockdown, the rate's going up. So who the fuck knows? We don't know. But anyway, we can't talk about it too much or we'll get strikes.
You get strikes?
Yeah. If you say anything on any platform that deviates from what you are told, then you get taken down. I mean, politically, there's no politics behind what I'm going to say, but the governor of Florida, they've seemed to have managed it well. Okay. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know. I haven't really dove into it or anything like that. But he did a seminar with his health people, all the people that work for the Florida government that do the health. They did a seminar. They put it on YouTube, and YouTube took it down because it doesn't conform to, you know, whoever is telling you what to do. So, you know, we got to be careful, and you can't, like, people sometimes on Twitter won't even use the words like COVID or coronavirus. They won't use any of that. They'll just say the thing, whatever, because they don't want to get deplatformed. And I don't blame them.
Sammy Hagar wanted to know why there was no lockdowns for COVID 1 through 18.
He said that?
Yeah.
Did he get banned?
Probably.
Well, whatever. Do your thing. But now in our state where we record Georgia, it's wide open. But as the way things go, if your business wants to have masks, then they can have masks. That's the way things go, man. And don't bitch at them if they require you to wear it in there. Just wear it in there.
Any place I go where it tells you to wear a mask, I'm going to wear a mask.
Sure.
I'll probably still wear one in the store most of the time anyway, because there's a lot of fraidy cats out there too that, I don't know, just like, I don't want people to feel like I don't care if they die. I mean, I feel like we got to keep this going for another, you know, this whole charade.
Yeah.
Well, going for a little bit longer.
You go on Twitter and there's a lot of people say, I'll wear one for the rest of my life because I don't ever. Okay. You do you. I'm going to do me. I'll probably do it too. I don't know. Hey, they've been.
The general population as a whole, and I've noticed this the last couple months at my job dealing with the people, are so mean.
Mm-hmm.
They're so mean, and they take their lives out on you. And all the years I've been doing this, it's never been like this. And everyone in my office, we all feel the same way. And it's like there's this whole, especially, I'm sorry, the boomers. Boomers, they are raging.
What are they raging about?
I think
these are our golden years and we got to be masked up anyway. A lot of the boomers, they don't wear masks. They do whatever they want. And they have the entire time. I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to go to the restaurant. I'm going to do this. You know that.
I have to feel that they think that the election was stolen. And they're taking it out on everyone.
Oh, God.
That is the feeling that I get.
Well, whether you do or do not believe that, it's not fair to take it out on other people. You don't know how the fuck they voted.
Right? No.
Leave them alone. Oh, that guy over there, I could tell he voted for Biden. No, come on. Just relax. Just relax. We'll get through all of this eventually. This will go away. And it might not be this year. May not even be next year. But it'll go away. And, you know, all the trends and the things that, you know, piss people off or make people, all that'll change. It'll change eventually.
Then all the people that got the Moderna vaccine will turn into zombies, and all us Pfizer people are going to have to fight them off.
Yep, that's how it works. Oh, there's all sorts of crazy videos online, not on YouTube, thankfully, but there's videos like, oh, you got that Moderna, you're going to blah, blah, blah in 2 years. Like, shut up. You don't know, you asshole. Nobody knows. Did you take that out of your body and break it down and look at what's in it? No. So you don't know. You listen to some shithead on BitChute who told you that it's poisonous.
Well, I definitely want potato chips more than I ever did before. I don't know if Pfizer's making that happen or what.
I ate an entire bag of Utz crab chips the other day because I hadn't seen them in a while. I'm like, I love these. And I brought them home.
Your friend was eating some crab chips the other day.
What's that?
Letterkenny.
Letterkenny.
See, I'm not one of the cool people. I don't can't.
Me neither. One of these days, I'll get into it.
Once you guys start, you're gonna fucking love it.
Probably.
I got to be honest. I liked that other show that you guys liked, that other sitcom that I didn't ever watch and just started, but it kind of phased out on me. I'm like, okay, I get it. This is funny, but I didn't really keep going with it. Should what I? Show? Not Letterkenny. One of the Canadian dudes.
Trailer Park Boys.
No, then Letterkenny's the one I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, it gets better. It gets better as it goes, especially the first episode just kind of sets it up.
Yeah.
But when they start really getting into the writing of it, mm-hmm. you start noticing how they'll take a phrase and just play off wordplay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's good writing and it takes a while for that to come out.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. Then I'll keep going. But as I have been for the last 2.5-3 weeks, I am still obsessed with Snowfall, and I'm on season 4, episode 2. And you guys,
yeah, you're on season 4 now.
Yeah, you guys weren't kidding, man. That final episode of season 3 was amazing.
Yep.
And it was just so well written. But it makes me sad because these are all people who do shitty things and you're rooting for them and you like them and you want them to, like the Sopranos, you know, you love Tony, but he's a prick and he murders people.
Big stuff happened this week too. I'm not going to say anything because Steph hasn't watched it.
That's yet, but, thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you.
But the schism between Lee and Franklin, that's pretty sad.
Yeah.
That bummed me out because they were bros and you know, crack makes for strange bedfellows, I would have to say.
Well, I just said, I was waiting for you to see Wanda's transition.
Wanda doing there's some spoilers if you've never watched Snowfall, but Wanda playing fake friends, that actress, I forget her name, but she's an amazing actress.
She is so good. In that whole episode with her and Mel, and whenever she finally did what she did to Mel.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Okay, Kevin Carroll plays Alton Saint, and that is Franklin's father. Kevin Carroll is an amazing fucking actor. He keeps that role so tight, and he is just amazing. And I hope that how many folks from the show have gotten Oscars, have gotten Emmys or Emmy nominations? I don't know because I don't pay attention to the Emmys.
He needs to learn how to shut his fucking mouth.
Stop it.
No, you'll see, Tim.
I love him though. He's a great actor. His character, when you first meet him, he's like, you know, drunk or whatever, but he's a real good character. And I can't find the name of the girl who plays Wanda, and I don't know why, but she's an amazing actress as well. Just her transformation into that, you know, the crack addict and how she acts. It's just, I'm blown away. What a great show. Great acting. I'm trying to get other people that I know watch a lot of good TV into the show.
Well, it's like you said, though, with the Sopranos and stuff like that, where you're pulling for bad people, that only tells you that it's great writing and it's great acting. That's mm-hmm. when you pull for bad people.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So dramatic topic shift. But apparently there's some dispute going on, a donut dispute between Jeff and Steph. And I saw your video that you made, Steph, on Facebook. You got this donut and it's a Krispy Kreme donut with chocolate icing and a giant Oreo on top of it. And I got to know what's going on. Cause it says here in the show notes, which Jeff prepares every, you know, twice a week, it says Steph Swain, stingy clout miser. So we got to get to the bottom of this. Dustin and I will be the arbiters of.
Yay. So Jeff, shall I explain so that they get facts instead of fiction?
Are you going to tell the truth?
I'm telling the truth. So Jeff sends me a text on Tuesday night with this Krispy Kreme donut news. I didn't respond because I already knew about it. And I had proof that I knew about it because Monday night I texted it to my friend who's a big Oreo cookie person, my friend April. So Jeff, today he says, saw your video. What's up with keeping all the clout or whatever? You're not going to mention Jeff? I'm the one who told you about this donut. I'm like, dude, I already knew about this donut. He's like, liar, liar. So I'm sending him screenshots with times and everything, proving to him that I knew about this a day before he told me. He put me on to nothing.
Fake news.
Fake news.
This is fake news.
Oh my God.
So he thinks it's like, I don't even know how to out of my 600 friends on Facebook, it's that I've stolen his donut clout.
Jeff, did you post a video about it before Steph?
No, but I thought she should have shouted me out because I turned her on to those donuts.
You did not. You didn't. You gave me old news.
If you knew about those donuts before I did, you would have sent it to me. That's what I'm saying. But you didn't.
Normally I would have, but yet my friend April is not only the biggest Oreo fan.
This April girl does not exist.
She's also not exist. The
biggest donut fan. So I sent it to her.
She's peeing on.
I think we've boiled this down to the real problem.
Mm-hmm. He's jealous of my friend April.
Yes.
And the fact that
it tossed him, is that your conclusion?
That's mine. That's mine. Yeah. Before this even finishes, that's my conclusion.
And I've sent you things before, Jeff, and you're like, I done known about that. I already knew about that.
You know Jeff knows about everything before we
do. He didn't know about this. I knew about it a day before. And I guess from now on, I'll just send it to you. I don't give a rat's ass. If you tell me you knew about it. Now I'm starting to think that you never knew about any of the shit I sent you. You just always said that you did, and you only knew about it until I told you.
No, if Jeff
I don't really know about anything.
If Jeff says that he knew about it already, then he knew about it already. You know, let's not kid anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He gets alerts whenever something happens in Hollywood right before anybody. Don't you, Jeff?
Yeah.
He's our Perez LaBeouf.
Perez LaBeouf. Well, we talk a lot about donuts on the show, so we might as well become the donut cast or the cruller cast. I don't know. But we do talk about donuts quite a bit. And I have yet to try this, but I'm going to take my vaccine card in there and get my free fucking Oreo donut. So
you can't get the Oreo donut.
Why? Oh, you only get the Shinsy
crispy. Original glaze.
Well, okay. Well, then I'll get that for free and I'll get the other donut for later. By later, I mean when I'm finished eating the regular glaze.
I think Mr. Dustin Lawler got himself some of these Oreo donuts.
He did?
I took some back to work and shared them with the office. But yes, it's when she posted that. And I saw it, but didn't. I saw it, I guess, night before last and didn't bother to text anyone with it.
No, that's not something you normally do.
On with his life.
And then I saw her video and it reminded me of it. And I was like, damn. And I went and got a box.
The thing with these decadent treats, though, me and Steph always send the stuff back and forth. Like when Krispy Kreme had those banana pudding donuts.
Bam. What? No one told me about this.
We never could find them.
This was a while ago. I had some.
Oh, you did find them. Yeah. You didn't tell me that you found them.
And then my foot fell off.
Did it grow back?
Yeah. Well, it regenerated.
Oh, good.
I probably shouldn't have one of these Oreo donuts.
You're part eel.
Dustin did something with his. He told me before we got rolling here that he actually peeled. Tell him, Dustin, what you did with it.
You can peel the big Oreo off the top and put it on the bottom and eat it like a cracker, like cheese and cracker. It's a lot more stable because they tend to like break when you bite into them.
Does it have the real Oreo stuffing?
Yeah,
attached to it. Because
and then there's another one that just has like,
yeah,
it's just a donut, but it has the Oreo cream with cookies mixed in it on the inside,
which I also ate and did not feel was as good.
Yeah, it's too much cream.
Yeah,
too much.
The other one is just like a chocolate glazed donut. Then it has a layer of frosting, and then it has the Oreo on top. That's the one you want to get.
Right. All right,
giant Oreo.
Well, Krispy Kreme is you know making taking all sorts of risks with their donuts, their new and their specialty donuts. But you know, I have to tell you this: I have officially declared that Dunkin' Donuts is garbage, and I am not going there anymore. They never have anything. If you go inside, Dunkin' Donuts.
You declared this like 2 months ago.
I'm declaring it.
You're officially declaring it now.
Officially
confirming it.
Last was just the last was like an executive order. This is legislation. That's
okay.
So, Dunkin' Donuts, their coffee is still okay. I will say that the coffee is still okay, but their donuts are just garbage. It used to be back in the day, donuts. They prided themselves on it. They had that fat guy with the mustache. Time to make. Get up at 4 a.m. Go make the goddamn donuts.
That's when they actually made the donuts. Now they're just shipped in from a fucking warehouse somewhere.
Yeah. Now it's time to de-thaw the donuts.
Yeah.
And they don't have a selection like they used to have. So, That's why places are popping up all over. Oh, before we get to that, my favorite donut of all time, because I know you're curious. They used to make these donuts in Middletown, New York, called Spalding Crullers. Do you remember those, Jeff? They were in an orange and blue and white striped box. They were all crammed in there. They were these little powdered donuts, but they were crullers. And they were the best. Like the powder didn't fall off. The powdered sugar didn't fall off. You know, like you buy a Dunkin' Donuts powdered donut and it's like, it looks like it has alopecia. You know, it's just missing all the powder. So they were the best and they were so soft and they tasted so good. So if anybody knows where to find those, if they still make them, let us know, because I'm going to order them. I'll be heading up that way shortly, so maybe I'll see some. But if they still make them, I got to find out. I know that they had a bakery in a city in New York called Binghamton, New York. So I'm going to be on the lookout for those Spalding Crullers.
Are you going to Mansfield?
I may drive through. I'm doing a real quick hit. I'm going to be visiting my aunt and uncle. And then I'm going to go to Mount Morris, New York, to visit some friends. And then I'm going to go to Tawanda and stop by Jay Nielsen's place. Even if he's not there, I ordered him a shirt and I'm going to leave some stickers and stuff. Jay Nielsen, of course, from Forged in Fire. We had him on the show.
Did you guys watch Forged in Fire last night, by the way?
I haven't watched it yet. Don't spoil it.
Why?
Because
something big. It was one of those second chance tournaments.
Uh-huh.
And something big happened. The person that won was... Because this was only the second episode that I ever saw, but it was very unexpected, the person that won.
This is the Tournament of Champions.
Was Garrett back?
No.
Oh, okay. Huh. Well, something unexpected happened. I wonder.
Second chance tournaments or something like that.
Yeah.
She won last week.
Oh, a woman won last week too?
She's advancing to the next round. So you're telling is that she must advance to the next round.
I didn't know it was like a tournament.
You can't really spoil the show. I mean, hey, they're making knives and swords.
I hope she goes all the way.
Shock. All right. Awesome.
And she was very pretty, too. She wasn't like one of these.
Hey.
I'm just saying.
I know what Jeff's saying. She's very feminine.
She didn't look like Shrek.
She talks like this. She's very proper when she gets her knives out. She makes sure that they're nice and sharp.
Be like a big, huge arm. One arm's little, one arm's big.
Spoiler alert. That's why she won, because her knife was sharper than the other guy's. The other guy's knife was better built for smashing shit,
mm-hmm.
but hers was sharper.
Did Jay get hurt?
He did hurt his hand a little.
He always gets hurt because he's the guy that does the hard stuff.
I can't do anything with this.
Half the time, Doug's in a sling.
Yeah,
I'm going to have my brother because my arm is injured.
It will kill my arm because it fucking hurts. Anyway, so we have the Dunkin' Donuts, and you know, Krispy Kreme is on its own level. It's, you know, you can't touch it. It's commercial. They have it's a chain, but their donuts are the best.
Bring back Mr. Donut, I say.
Oh yes, me too. The donut on a stick, you couldn't beat that. The marzipan. Mm. But then you have also Tim Hortons, which used to be good until they were bought by Burger King and became a corporate shithole. Same with Dunkin' Donuts. No more Dunkin' Donuts for me. But because these places have faltered in their mission to deliver hot, fresh, delicious donuts, that has allowed all sorts of, you know, mom and pop businesses to pop up with their donuts, including one that we've had the people who own Donut Dollies. We've had them on the show, I believe, a long time. We had them on the show a long time ago, didn't we? Did we not have them on the show?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
I know they gave us donuts. I know that for a fact. So one way or the other, we've talked about them in the past, but they have two locations. One is in Marietta. Now, this is only for you if you live in Georgia. Sorry, if you don't, find one in your neighborhood or go to Good Belly. Maybe you can order them there. But and pay $30 per donut. But they have a location in Marietta, and they have one in Atlanta off of Howell Mill Road. And they're very good donuts. They're gourmet. They're made with fresh ingredients. There's love in every single donut that's made there. And they do this thing, and I'm going to plug it for free for them because why not? I like the place. They're having their third annual Donut Dollies and Cider Pairing at Urban Tree Cidery. It is the most millennial thing you'll hear about on the show today, but I would do it because Gen X and millennials are kind of simpatico until you get to the younger end. But Urban Tree Cidery is 1465 Howell Mill Road Northwest in Atlanta. You can look it up. You can go to their website. Look it up on Google. Go to their website and buy tickets. So what you do is they pair Listen to this. They paired a ginger cake donut with vanilla bean icing, candied chilies, and candied ginger, paired with sweet heat haze cider. So this is all alcoholic cider.
Mm.
And yeah, they got a triple chocolate cake donut with chocolate icing and crumbles. All these donuts would just make you so happy. Cinnamon sugar brioche. Oh,
oh my God.
I want that cannoli donut still. I'm mad at them boycotting them.
Why are you, they did it for like a holiday or something.
I know, but you tell me like the day after they're available.
Well, I didn't want you to get them before me.
Exactly.
You live close by and I can sneak over there. Here's one that they're offering in their stores, by the way. You're not going to get this at Dunkin' Donuts. It is the cheddar and roasted poblano cornbread donut with honey glaze and smoked salt. Yeah, I'm about that.
Donut. Oh my God.
Not dipping so it in good. Milk. But I'm
gonna... what cider are they pairing it with?
No, that's just something that they have available
in the
store. So sounds good, doesn't it? Yum,
it
yum,
does
yum.
Sound good. I think I read about this, and I think you get like 4 donuts and 4 ciders for like 20 bucks or something.
Yeah, so it's like
really not that bad.
Yeah, it's like the places that, you know, you get cheese with wine or something with beer. Yeah. Don't you pair with beer? But anyway, all right, enough donut talk. Let's talk about us. If you would like to subscribe to our YouTube channel, just go to youtube.com/Radio Labyrinth Podcast. Our curator and YouTube expert is Dustin Lawler. He does a great job creating graphics and editing the videos and making sure that we don't get canceled because I say stupid things. And go there. Even if you're just listening through your RSS feed on your favorite podcatcher, just go to the YouTube page, click subscribe, and then you never have to come back. But we need subscribers, and share it with your friends if you like the show, if you like all this donut talk. And let's see, facebook.com/Radio Labyrinth is our main site, but we have another page called the Radio Shack, where you can interact with other radios. That's people who listen to the show. And that is also curated by Dustin. He does a great job on there. And if you have any questions for us, I want to get back to doing this. And Roby, you can continue to be the only person that asks questions. People happily answer them for you, but we would love to have ask us anything. It could be me, Dustin, Jeff, Steph, about anything related to the podcast or not. I don't give, you know, you can ask us questions. If they're too personal, we might not answer them, but please, please do. And of course, if you're interested in being a Radio Labyrinth Patreon member, you can go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. And until the end of April, every new Patreon member gets a sticker. We have all sorts of stickers. I'll mail you 2 or 3 of them, even a pin if you like. You know, I'll find an envelope I can squeeze that into. So, yeah. Hey, and we have a sponsor. We have 2 sponsors, but one of our sponsors is this delicious pizza restaurant in Conyers, and it's called Atlanta Pizza in Euro. We talked about it at the end of the show last week. I would love to get with Mike Hall, who's the owner, and talk to him about doing a meetup. I want to do a meetup with all of us and other people. If you feel comfortable coming out and you're okay to get with people, whether you've had the vaccination or not, by this time I will have both doses of Moderna. So I want to enjoy life before I turn into a zombie. And so I would like to organize this meetup on a Sunday if we can. Saturday, if that works better, I'll talk to
Sunday's probably better because I think they're not usually open on Sunday. So there wouldn't be a bunch of people clamoring for pizzas.
Well, we got to talk to Mike about it.
Yeah, we'll ask Mike.
Yeah, we'll talk to the owner about it, and you know, let's have a get together. Let's chat. Let's eat some pizza. I would really like some Reuben pizza, and hopefully he'll make me one. And it's my favorite that he's made so far for us, specialty wise. But they're all really, really good, and yeah. So there's that.
Mike screenshotted me eating that donut. Freeze framed it like right where it was going into my mouth.
Yeah.
And posted it back to me.
He wanted me to Photoshop a piece of his pizza instead of the donut.
Yes. Well, I asked Mike a couple of weeks ago to record some stuff for his commercial because I feel like we should jazz up our commercials if we're going to do them on the YouTube page. And we probably should record a new one soon. So maybe we'll have him come on. He can tell us about what's going on out there. But definitely want to get this organized. So what's that, Dustin? I'm out looking, so I can't.
No, that'd be a good idea. Get him on, and we can, you know, we'll do a spot.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, maybe you could do his spot as Carl from Sling Blade.
I don't know. Actually, listening back to the show the other day, I thought Dustin sounded more like him.
I thought you did a great job. It was very funny.
I'm into accuracy, and by the way, I've been working on a new impersonation for the Von Hessler Doctrine that we've been doing.
And it's Bill Gates. And, you know, so you eat these donuts and they're not good for you. And
you sure you're not just turning into Bill Gates now that you've had the vaccine?
That's what it is. The vaccine turns everyone into Bill Gates. Wouldn't that be great?
As long as I get his money.
You don't get his money. You're just poor, decrepit Bill.
Hey, do you have a dollar? Could I bum a dollar off of you? How about a smoke? I'll give you 50 cents for a cigarette. I could really use it.
Or like somebody at Fish.
Hey, man, can I borrow everything?
That's a funny meme I saw. Oh, Fish.
I will say this. Dustin's Carl was not a racist.
Neither was Carl. Carl was a man out of time in a culture he was unaware of, and he had heard all these all these stereotypes over the years about
I feel like we shouldn't bring it up again. I feel like we were good to cut it out the last time. We should just keep going.
Let sleeping Carl lie.
Yeah.
See, I just thought of another thing that Carl said 10 years ago, but can't now. About sleeping dogs.
Carl was basically
sleep with one eye open.
Dead by a mule. I mean, I don't think we should just randomly say Carl things that Carl would have said.
I did like his song. I forgot the lyrics.
His song, the French song
fried
was,
potatoes. You see that Arby's have released crinkle cut fries.
What?
What?
They
are a big commercial just
so,
now.
Just so you know, Jeff, they are double fried crinkle cuts, so they're nice and crispy.
Oh, that's the only way to make crinkle cuts.
I used to like their home style fries. I'd get their home style versus the curly.
There's only two fast food fries I like: McDonald's and Chick-fil-A. And
McDonald's is great.
Yeah, McDonald's, you can't top them. I mean, look, if you leave one under your car seat for a couple of years, you find it, you can eat it, you'll be fine. Hey, free fry. They don't deteriorate. You could bury McDonald's French fries in your yard in a bag, a paper bag. 10 years later, they're going to be fresh. You just
sprinkle some water on them, stick them in the microwave.
Yeah. Crisp. I do have to microwave them usually, especially when they come from Uber Eats.
Now that I have the air fryer, anything that comes, I throw it in the air fryer, and then it's better than when it came from the restaurant.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Even your milkshake?
I buy like two extra hash browns, and then the next day I can make the hash browns in the air fryer.
Oh, yum.
That's the best thing to warm up pizza with, too.
Oh, yeah. Air fryer is like right up there with the television as far as like greatest inventions of the last 100 years.
Damn, we have to get one of those air fryers.
Oh, you got to get an air fryer. You'll be buying every frozen thing at the store. You're just going to be like, put it in the air fryer. Whatever it is, put it in the air fryer. Vegetables, fresh vegetables.
Yeah.
You throw mushrooms in there with a little bit of olive oil. Oh my God.
Oh, jeepers creepers. All right. I'm going to Target when we're done.
Make sure it matches your refrigerator and new stove.
Well, we just got a toaster that does.
Not a toaster oven.
No. I didn't get a combination sale in a while.
You can get a combination toaster oven air fryer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about a toaster oven, garbage disposal, microwave, deep fryer made of oil?
I think they have that. I think it's on Amazon.
Sharper Image. If you can find a catalog, you can order it. Oh, boy. All right. Well, all right. So that's our preamble and we're done with our donut talk. Dustin has a little bit of news. We'll take a break, come back, and Dustin will give us some stories. All right. Now I'm going to thank our sponsors. We have two sponsors. They've been with us for a long time. And they stuck with us throughout the first year of the COVID pandemic. We don't know how long it's going to last this year. So let's just say the first year. And we hope that it won't go on much longer than that. But anyhow, I want to thank Mike Hall and Atlanta Pizza and Gyro. Serving Conyers in the East Metro Atlanta area since 1983. Mike Hall and his staff truly appreciate your business. And thank you for your continued support during the year that never happened, or we wish never happened. When's the last time you guys were out there?
Remember when we all went out there when they opened? Yeah.
Well, I've been out since then a couple times. Mm-hmm. But didn't we recently have a listener show up there?
Yeah, Tim. Tim went out there.
Yeah, Tim Allen. He goes out there weekly.
Oh,
okay. I think he eats lunch a couple of times a week out there. Okay. He's a great radio.
If you go out there, and I noticed that some people do this, if you go to Atlanta Pizza and you post on our social media, either in the Radio Shack or on our Facebook page, let us know that you were there, and we'll give you a shout out for in both of our sponsors.
Get their Greek salad. They make their own dressing, and it is out of this world.
And cannoli. Get the cannoli.
Get the cannoli, yeah.
But leave the gun at home. Atlanta Pizza and Euro is open for dine-in services, or if you prefer, you can give them a call and place your own takeout order. You can also order online for pickup or delivery through their website at atlantapizzaeuro.com. And I've made a decision when it comes to this kind of thing. If I'm going to order something and the restaurant doesn't deliver, I'm going to go pick it up because I'm sick of Uber and their Uber Eats or any of those things. They take their middleman cut, then you got to tip the driver, which I don't mind doing that at all. But a lot of times they screw your order up and then you're left with nothing. And plus, restaurants kind of get fucked by those apps. So if you can, do whatever you can to just go pick it up. That's what I'm going to do. Visit them on Facebook or leave them a positive review on Google, as it helps their business continue to grow. And our other sponsor, I would be remiss to leave him out. And that would be Brett Perkins and his business, LDI Repro Printing of Athens, Georgia. They have all your construction printing needs, commercial or residential, in Athens since 2000. Let me scroll this up so I don't say it wrong. 2005. I didn't want to give them two extra years. With fast turnaround and affordable prices, if you're in the market for something that he has to offer you, call 706-316-9366 or email at athens@ldiline.com.
And I know Brett personally. He's a hell of a guy. And he has great taste in movies and comedy. And yeah, you should totally do business with him if you're building some shit.
Hell yeah. Call, goddammit.
He should come on the show sometime.
Tell us about he should.
Backpacks and shit and tell us about his business.
Yeah. All right, we'll do that. Hey, if you're out there and you'd like to be a sponsor of Radio Labyrinth, just hit me up. We'll figure it out. All right?
Now we're back.
Dustin, right. Tell us about the news and shit that's going on in Hollywood and wherever.
Well, it looks like Jon Stewart, he's been in talks for creating a new show, coming back into the limelight after his hiatus. And he's settled on a name. Looks like they're going to name it The Problem with Jon Stewart.
The Problem with Jon Stewart
is going to be on HBO?
Apple.
Apple.
Oh, okay.
The Problem with Jon Stewart is he foisted all of his contemporaries on us. We got Samantha Bee. You got that Stephen Colbert, you got John Oliver. They all have shows and they all do what they used to do on his show. So I'm looking forward to seeing him back actually doing what he did, because I always thought he was funny. He didn't really get too snarky, and he didn't really, I mean, you knew where he stood politically, and I was aligned with him pretty much when he was on, but he's better at it than a lot of people. So I'm glad to see him coming back.
You know,
and
you know,
him hosting and executive producing. So he's going to have, it'll definitely be his show.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that guy, Brian Unger, who used to be on The Daily Show.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the lawyer on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
He's doing that character on TikTok now.
The lawyer?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I posted, hey, you're that one guy from The Daily Show who never made it big in Hollywood.
Oh, no.
And he replied, it's great to hear from you, Dad.
Oh, my God. That's fucking ballsy, Jeff. I wouldn't say anything like that.
Well, he's so funny, and he has such a great sense of humor.
He knows it's just a roast kind of comment.
That's like tweeting out Alex Sulkin. You're not going to get anything but something funny back.
Yeah. Well, see if he'll come on the show. Anyway, yeah, ask him. I don't know. Why not?
Yeah.
We need guests. Come on. Come on.
Oh, my God. Wish we could get Brian Unger and Beth Littleford.
Oh, I loved Beth Littleford. I thought she was hilarious. She's so sarcastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could also probably get the main character for the CBS original MacGyver, because they're ending after this season. Did you even know it was still on?
No,
I knew it was still on.
And it's filmed here, right?
Yeah, because you see those eye signs all over town. That's where they're filming. Yeah.
If 5 years has been on television, I've never seen one episode. But to be honest, I didn't watch the original MacGyver only like maybe 1 year.
I only watched the one that had the Impractical Jokers on it. That was the only one I watched.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, I liked the original MacGyver, but I mean, it was ridiculous, of course.
Of course.
But yeah, it's just the further you get in the future, technology wise, it's a lot of that stuff just wouldn't play.
Right.
I thought it was a bad idea for a reboot in the first place. I can't believe they've had five seasons.
Will Forte was on Conan the other day and he said they'd started production for MacGruber again.
Oh, good.
Pandemic. So hopefully that'll come out someday.
MacGruber's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's this, if you make a show that people have heard before and you stick it on CBS at 9 o'clock on some crazy weeknight, old people are going to sit there and watch it. Now, we're old people. I know I'm 50. Jeff.
They're doing the same thing on the CW with Walker, Texas Ranger, and that seems to be pretty popular.
Who's playing Walker?
What's his name from
Super? Isn't it one of the brothers from Superstition?
Yeah, from Superstition. It's Jared, whatever his name is. No, the other guy.
How long has that been on? I swear to God.
It just started. It's maybe five or six episodes in.
The only episode of Walker I ever saw was Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah.
Walker says, I got AIDS. It's the most uncomfortable scene with Haley Joel Osment. I'd rather watch him as a ghost. Well, in a movie about ghosts. I'm a ghost. I understand.
Did he kick his AIDS out of him?
Walker says, I got AIDS. How does Walker know? Is he a doctor? Did he give you a PCR test?
Well, one thing that is coming back on Picard, season two, looks like Q is going to be returning.
Okay, Picard, look, I need you to do me a favor. Go back in time, circle around the sun like they did in Star Trek 4. Was it Star Trek 4? Yes, Star Trek 4. The voyage home. Remember the voyage home? I took a train all the way to Mar-a-Lago. I came to you in this form, Picard. I know you don't like me. I know you don't like me. But look, I need you to go back in time. Take the Enterprise, spin around the Earth, and let's make sure that they don't steal the election from me this time. Please help me win. I need to get out of Mar-a-Lago. I'm bored. I can't play golf every day. QAnon. Oh, it's not QAnon, right?
He's trying to convince Picard that the aliens are eating babies.
Aliens are, look, the Kardashians, or the Cardassians. The Cardassians are trafficking children across the border, across the forbidden zone, and the Romulans are helping them. So the Romulans are helping. Look, I had Alex Jones yesterday. He stopped people from smuggling children. You got these little Klingon kids being smuggled over the Forbidden Zone into the Federation territory by the Cardassians. We got to stop it. Tell you, look, Joe Biden, he doesn't care about the Cardassians. He's making deals left and right. He's even letting the Ferengi get away with whatever they want to get away with. And you know about the Ferengi. I mean, look, when I was in office, Picard, I made sure that there was an executive order all throughout the Federation. No one from Ferengia was allowed in. And they told me that I was some sort of space racist. Well, look, the Ferengi, they got big ears. They can hear everything. Anyway, I'm done.
Worf is going to try and break into the basement of Riker's pizza joint.
Where are those Klingon children? Riker just sits in front of his pizza place playing his trombone.
With that hat on.
Yeah.
King Q hat.
Data will be doing a press conference in front of a lawn and garden plate across the street from a porn store in Philly. Oh, so they are bringing Q back. Is there any, I mean, it's John DeLancey, right?
Yeah, John DeLancey.
He's in England. He will not be attending.
He is in England. We have told this story before, but I don't know if you guys know it. Do you guys know the story about John DeLancey?
No.
We had a guy that Jeff and I were in a comic book club when we were seniors in high school, and we had to drive to New York State from our little town. And we would meet with all these people. It was like kids and adults, and we would sit and talk. It was called something, but anyway, it doesn't matter. But there was a guy there who worked at a comic book store, and he looked like John DeLancey. And he would talk like this, even though he was from where we grew up. So his real voice didn't sound like that, I'm sure. And we were talking about doing a comic book show in Corning and thinking about people who we would invite. And someone said Alan Moore, and he went, he won't be available. He's in England. And there. So important. What else? So when is it coming back? It'll be on season two, this upcoming season coming out?
Yeah, it's the next season, this new season that's coming out, season two.
Okay.
And it looks like it's probably going to span the plot for the season. So it's not just going to be one or two. He'll probably be on for the whole run.
All right, cool.
Let's see. Tally. Everybody likes Tally from South Park. Now instead of getting blood in some special shoes,
yeah,
you can get a special little pocket in the tongue of your Tally Adidas that are coming out.
Oh yeah, so you can keep your tongue there, and it'll get all wrecked while you're walking.
They're making a special run of the Tally edition. It's funny, they're made of terry cloth, blue terry cloth.
Okay,
and then on the tongue, you've got Tally's eyes. And in UV light, the eyes go bloodshot.
Oh, sweet.
I want these shoes, man. Yeah,
they're pretty sweet.
Yeah, they're nice looking. They said this is the second time that they've made a shoe with a stash pocket. Want to guess who the first one was?
Snoop Dogg?
No.
They have shoes?
Grateful Dead.
Oh, okay.
They made some Dead shoes with a stash pocket.
I bet you they're worth some money.
I've learned over the last few weeks. Yeah, tennis shoes are a big market.
Yeah, they are. A lot of purchases with stimulus money.
Yeah, well, I got to keep it flowing.
Hell yeah.
Let's see. Martin Scorsese is in pre-production now on his new or what could be. I mean, he's getting up there. There's a good chance this could probably be one of his last few movies. But he's making The Killers of the Flower Moon. That book. It was about the Osage Indian when the FBI was there was people that were killing the Indians to get their land for oil.
Oh,
And it was a true story. And it was a book, a very popular book. But now Scorsese's coming in. They're out in Texas. They're with the same crew that did the There Will Be Blood.
Mm-hmm.
They've got that crew going on. The interesting thing that I found out this week about this movie is one of the actors that's going to be in the movie is going to be Jason Isbell.
Jason Isbell from Georgia, right? From
He's from Alabama. He's from Greenville, Alabama. But
I always associate his band with Atlanta. I'll be right back. Keep talking.
Sure. Yeah, a lot of people do. Most people associate him with Athens because of the Drive-By Truckers. And they were so big there, and he was a part of them for so long before he started on his own. And that's, you know, that's when I met him when my brother played with him, you know, for his first few years of his solo career. And, but yeah, it's, you know, he's a, interesting dude. And I think he'll, you know, he could pull off acting. It's just funny that you meet somebody and you sit down with them and, you know, like in a green room or something and just talk about, you know, normal stuff. And then, you know, flash forward, you know, 10 years and they're fixing to be in what's probably going to be an Oscar, you know, worthy movie. And just knowing Jason's luck, he'll probably get nominated for an Oscar too. So,
you know, whenever you brought this up, I was thinking, why does this sound familiar? And what's his face? Max, the dude that was from Barney Miller that we had on.
Max.
Yeah. Remember he is really into the Indian stuff, and he told us about this movie last year when he was on the podcast.
You mean 2 years ago?
2 years ago, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he was talking about it then because he's so into, you know, this whole thing with the Osage Indians and all that other stuff.
Did you ever hear back from him after that interview? Because he kind of like came on and did it, and he was all excited, and then he just never talked to us again.
No, he's. You know, said hi here and there, but he never said anything about the podcast. I don't think he really does much of his own social media. I think his I don't know if it's his girlfriend. No, he's married, so it must be his assistant or something that does all his posts and stuff.
I sent Jerry Mathers a message the other night, but I haven't heard back from him. But he follows me, so I figured, well, he'll see this message by him or back. That'd be cool to talk to Jerry Mathers, wouldn't it? The Beave?
Yeah,
it would be.
What are you doing, Beave?
Maybe Dustin can wrangle up Jason Isbell somehow once he gets nominated for this Oscar.
Yeah, I'll definitely give it a try. Unfortunately, one person looks like we might not be able to get on the show. DMX. He is still having issues with chemicals. He's got to know when to quit.
I love DMX. I liked him when he was popular. I think he's an interesting cat. He's had a lot of problems, of course, but love it, DMX. I feel really bad about it because I know for a while he was getting clean, certainly when he was in jail, but yeah, it sucks.
Well, you know, I put this story in the doc, and the reason why is because I saw the headline that Twitter was dragging the Sarah Painter lady from the New York Post for doing some article about him. I assumed it was going to be about his animal cruelty charges. I was waiting for that.
I didn't know he had those.
Oh, yeah. And so, I mean, I have long separated the art with the artist when it comes to him because I am a huge DMX fan. I can't help it. But yeah, him as a person. Eh.
Yeah.
But, you know, and everybody's been like, oh, pray for him. He's the greatest, blah, blah, blah. So I thought that's what the headline was going to be about. But no, this bitch is talking about all the houses he's lost over the years.
Houses? How has he lost his houses?
She does the home and financial report for the Post. She used to do it for Yahoo Finance or some kind of shit. Yeah. So she starts talking about all the houses that he's bought and lost over the years due to foreclosure and what have you. And I can't think of a more shitty thing that you could do when somebody's laying there dying. So it was like my own misgivings about him and having all these pit bulls seized from his property. And he's a dog fighter and, you know, they were starving. They hadn't been fed in days. He kept them out in the sun in Arizona, blah, 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 blah.
Too hot there.
Yeah. I mean, he pleaded guilty to it like back in 2008, but he also said that he had a caretaker. It doesn't matter anyway, but I guess that's why it just shocked me that this bitch would write about the homes that he'd lost. I mean, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why beat a guy when he's down?
I mean, I just assumed it was gonna be some animal rights people.
Right.
That's what I figured. But then to see that it was even so trivial, it was about homes that he had foreclosed. Like, good God.
People love pissing on people when they're down. What Dustin's
talking about? It's just click fishing is all it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
There's been some funny TikToks, like people going, hey, if you sell drugs and DMX tries to buy drugs from you, don't sell them to DMX.
Please don't sell them to DMX.
They don't know who he be.
You're making enough money. You don't need DMX's money. Just tell him to go away.
Yeah.
Stop.
Ugh.
Stop.
Well, one person that's getting a little more money, Kanye West has sold his documentary that he made to Netflix for, well, it says here $30 million, but I guess he'll probably get about, what, 15 off of that? And then Kim's going to get the other 15.
Why is she? She's a billionaire. She should be giving him money.
Hey, it's half and half.
Yeah, she just
became California. That's a split state.
Oh yeah, wonderful. How about that?
Did they sign prenups though?
I imagine.
Oh, I'm sure they did. Yeah, I mean, because at the time when they got together, he was more wealthy than she was.
Yeah, and now they're both billionaires because I know like Forbes reported he was worth $5 billion and they had to come back and say they were wrong. He's only worth a chintzy $1.6 billion.
Do you see the picture of Khloe Kardashian that one of the Jenner kids took?
The swimsuit picture?
Yeah, where she's wearing the bikini. And then there's another picture that she put out on Instagram in the same bikini where she's got all the, you know, the filters and the makeup and looks perfect. But this, she has none of that. And it doesn't even look like Khloe Kardashian. So they're suing to make sure that it doesn't get out there because it does damage the brand when you're fake. Someone sees how you really look. That's damaging your brand.
Who doesn't know, though, that she's fake? I mean, come on.
Well, they
all. She looked like OJ up until 3 years ago.
I think that's the only reason she started changing everything. She started looking
too much like OJ that way. Sorry.
I mean, everybody referred to her as the ugly Kardashian. Everybody.
Oh, that's so harsh. People have.
And then, you know, they used to call Kim. They used to call Kim Jafar from Aladdin until she had all her surgery.
Wow, man, people are mean, aren't they? I would
they
never.
They are mean, but I mean, they're honest.
No, they're Armenian.
Oh. Oh God. Mm-hmm.
My sister got Botox in her cheeks today.
Which one?
The one. And she's 37. And I was like, dude, don't do it. Next thing you know, you're going to fucking Thundercat on me. Don't Thundercat on us. Don't do it. Just live with your wrinkles and your goo and you do. Just live with it. It is what it is.
I know. That's what I'm doing. Living with my wrinkles.
I live with my jowls. I mean, they're there. I don't care.
They're there. I don't care. I don't give a flying fuck about my jowls.
I'd rather my jowls and look like a crazy person.
Mean. At least we have a woman on the show who can be mean to other women and we won't get in trouble.
And I am. And I don't care.
I don't care either. I think it's funny. So what's our last story, Dustin? You have some breaking news.
Yes, it looks like for March, Radio Labyrinth has moves to number 23 on the podcast magazine's top 50.
All right.
That's amazing. This has got to be David Harrison. I'm going to give it up to David Harrison.
Podcast 50, we've been on there, you know, for a while now, and we've floated a few places, but I think we're on the way back up. We just need more votes.
How do people go there to vote?
You go to podcastmagazine.com and you click on the top 50, and then you can vote for three shows. You just put in the name of the show and the host of the show.
Okay.
It's very easy.
And you can do it once a day.
Get us to number one.
Wilder Rides made it to the top five or top number two.
Top maybe. Five, yeah.
I'm tired of sucking Walton Allen's weight.
Yeah. How are we ahead of Joe Rogan?
Because they don't tell their fans to go to this website and vote.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it's awesome that we're on here. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're ahead of the Burt Show.
And we finally pulled ahead of the WKRP cast.
Uh-oh. We need to have them on again. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. Thank you for everybody that goes there and votes for us. I keep forgetting to go there and vote, but now I'm going to do that. So you just go to podcastmagazine.com/hot50 and then you can vote.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you, Dustin, man. Yep. Jeff, who died?
And we lost a few people this week. Number one, I think, probably the most known from our group is James Hampton.
Yeah.
From F Troop.
Yeah.
And he played Michael J. Fox's dad in Teen Wolf. I remember that guy.
I loved him on F Troop. He was the guy that always shoot down the, he was in the tower when it gets shot down by that guy.
He's been in a ton of stuff though.
F Troop wouldn't fly today. But it was
I think he had Parkinson's, sadly.
And his dad. He was good in, he was also in Sling Blade, right?
Yeah, he was in Sling Blade.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dustin.
He also, for the last 30 years, he's been directing sitcoms.
Really?
I mean, he's just been, directing TV shows. That's what he's been doing since he stopped acting.
I did not know that. I think maybe Sling Blade might have been the last thing he was in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, around there, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And let's see, we lost Paul Ritter, who was only 54 years old. He was in Chernobyl. If you watch Chernobyl,
that one killed him.
Yeah, right. He was also in Harry Potter and the Half Blood Prince, and he was on the show called Friday Night Dinner, which I guess was big on the BBC.
Yeah, it's funny. It has some of the kids for. It has some of the. What's the one about the teenage boys that the guy from Impractical Jokers friend wrote?
Oh, the In-Betweeners?
In-Betweeners. Yeah. Yeah. A couple of people in In-Betweeners are on that show with him. And it's neat. It's the funny, the concept's funny. It's like dinner time. So every show is like this family having dinner every episode and like everything that ensues during dinner. It's a neat concept. And the guy was really funny. I mean, he played the dad. He was real. Right. He kind of played the straight.
What's it called again?
Check that out. Friday Night Dinner.
Okay.
I don't know if you can watch it anywhere.
YouTube's got a lot of them.
Do they?
Yeah.
Friday Night Dinner. Okay.
And we also lost Ann Bates, or Betts, 74. She was a SNL writer and the creator of Square Pegs.
Oh, you love that show, Jeff. That was one of the first I remember you loving.
And she wrote the Fred Garvin male prostitute sketch.
That's awesome. That's one of the best ever. The longest lasting. Wow. Well, rest in peace to Ann Bates, James Hampton, and Paul Ritter. You know, there's one that died, I think, today or yesterday. Walter Olkowitz. You know who that is? You'd know him if you saw his face. He was on the original Twin Peaks, and he was on Grace Under Fire. He's in 1941, that Steven Spielberg movie.
Oh, yeah. He was on Barney Miller, too.
Yeah, he's done a ton of stuff. You know, he's one of those guys. When you see him, you go, oh, yeah, that guy. But he was a regular character on the first season of Twin Peaks. And he's a funny actor. He had that goofy look. But, yeah, he died 72 years old. So rest in peace. That's who died. All right. Well, from now for something a little more uplifting. If you are looking to foster, adopt, or even just help out a dog, well, you're in luck because Steph is somebody who works with and supports and helps boost up Bark Life. I can't think. Why can't I think?
Barkville Dog Rescue.
Thank you. Not Bark Life.
Well, it is kind of Bark Life.
Living at Bark Life.
Yeah.
BarkvilleRescue.org. Bark Life. Tell us about the Barkville people.
Well, we actually have an event this Sunday. Now, this is an Ira thing. If you remember, Ira always used to try and get us to come out to Caffeine and Octane out at Perimeter Mall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're starting back up. You know, COVID kind of really kiboshed them last year. But this Sunday morning from 7:30 a.m. to 11 a.m., if you come out to Caffeine and Octane, the car show, which is free. Yeah, it's free. I mean, and it's like some of the 2,000 cars.
Well, my neighbor goes there. One of the guys on my street has a DeLorean and they go over there. He was telling
me. I wondered if your dad ever went to any of these.
No, I asked him about it. I mean, I don't picture my dad. They don't really like driving on 285. So
it's like right off of there. But they have so it's cars, it's coffee. And on this particular Sunday, it's canines.
All right.
So, come on by. We'll have a booth set up. We'll have some of our adoptables there. They were so nice to let us come out. And then we'll be selling the raffle tickets that I've already been talking about at this thing. But you can come by, meet some of our dogs, meet some of our volunteers, and you know, get to know us a little bit better. Maybe you'll see a brand new best friend and a, you know, 68 Camaro that you've been looking for.
Yeah.
And just get a big old gallon of coffee and fucking just do it.
Yeah.
Get them all in one shot. So
Do all three.
So that's BarkvilleDogRescue.org. Woof.
All right.
Keep it canine.
Yes, keep it canine. Thank you, Steph. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Dustin, for all you do. And this is a fun show. I love doing the show. I'm out of it. I'm looped. I am done. I'm tired. Been a long day.
Same.
Everybody else is tired too. So enjoy your new life without the mask, if you so choose, until we get locked down again because it explodes again or whatever. We don't know. We'll find out. But anyway.
Oh, all you Moderna people turn into zombies. We're going to have a great couple of years.
Pfizer.
Pfizer bullies. Pfizer bullies. Dustin, I forgot. What team are you on?
The one I get next week, I'll tell you.
All right. Okay. Hopefully you get J&J so you don't have to go back.
But J&J's only 65% effective.
It's 45% less than it should.
I've been 100% exposed, so I don't think it matters. 65% is pretty good.
You've got so many bug chemicals on you. They're
You grow a second Johnson if you get the Johnson & Johnson.
Gurgle deep. You don't gurgle deep, do you?
No, I had to stop.
Okay.
For Lynn.
That's my favorite thing Meatwad ever said on Aqua Teen. He just keeps going deet, 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 deet. I love deet. All right, guys. Until next week, please remember to keep it canon. Hey, we want to thank our Radio Labyrinth Patreon producers. Those are the people who come in at the $25 or above. If you don't do that, you know, of course, we mention you in the YouTube video. You see a thank you that Dustin's put together. But these are the people that have been with us the longest and have donated the most over the years, and we appreciate all your help. And we break them up with radio terms, starting off with the general managers. And those are the folks that have been with us 4 years or longer. We have Eric Malmstrom, who's been with us since October 2016. Wow. Keith Tate, also October 2016. In fact, I think these guys are the they may as well be the owners of the radio group, don't you think? Because they've been with us longer. Oh, and throw Matt Carter in with that. He's been around since November 2016. And our most recent winner of Danger Zone, Chad Shepard, who's been around with us since October of 2017. I got to send them a shirt, though. No, he's not getting a shirt until we get the... No, I'm kidding. I don't want the red. I don't want the Redbox troll doll. I want him to have it, but... Now, our program directors, those are folks who come in at 2 to 3 years. We have Sean Hall from April of 2018. We have Mike D, August of 2018. And John Sutherland, December of 2018. And all three of those guys, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Well, then we got our DJ, Spin It Up the Hits, up to 2 years or less. Spin It Up the Hits, that's right. There we go. We got Tim Slayton, who's coming in at number 5 on the list, 2019. He's been around. We got Brian Smith, who I have been manually dropping his name in wherever in the podcast because we had to record the new one. But thank you, Brian Smith, and Chelsea as well. We have Chris Chandler. Not the quarterback for the Falcons, but a different Chris Chandler, since December of 2020. So thank you very much. Todd Ellis from January of 2020. So he's been with us a little over a year. Roby Neely, who's been with us, who's also a champion of, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to do a championship battle between the people who won Danger Zone. More on that later.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, I think it'd be great. We have a tournament of champions, sure.
Yeah, and then eventually when we all die like Alex, they can take over the show. and a special shout-out to our assistant producers, Emily Warren and Buck Monterey. Buck coming in December of 2017 and Emily Warren coming in May of 2018. So thank you guys very much. And like we said, if you want to be a Radio Labyrinth Patreon member, just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews.